T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so during a commercial break, we noticed that I think they're doing some sort of mock draft on ESPN, and we turned it up because they were up to the Redskins. Mm. And our old friend Diana Rossini was there, and she was picking for the Skins, and she had a few nuggets. I just tweeted them at EB Junkies. And she's reporting that Skins not in play at all for Josh Rosen, even though to a lot of us that makes the most sense. And that rumor is out there that the Redskins are in play. She says not, they're just not in play for him for whatever reason. But that the front office, and she specifically said Bruce and Dan Snyder, which is interesting that Dan's involved in these decisions, right?
Right.
Want a quarterback.
Because usually he stays back.
Right.
Or he has been the last
year. I mean, that's been the rumor, but it's really not true. Yeah, he's always not there.
Yeah.
And the Dan and Bruce, they're like basically the same evil person. They the want a quarterback.
Trust.
And the quarterback they want is not Josh Rosen. It's not Kyler Murray. It's Dwayne Haskins. And Haskins, if they can find a way to reel him in, that's the guy they want. Notice no mention of what Jay Gruden wants.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, there is a rift there. They're not on the same page.
Or what the personnel.
Well, that's been happening
what the
person, for you.
I'd be more concerned, not as much what Jay wants. What is the personnel team at Redskins Park?
I have
Park?
No idea.
What do they want? Who do they think is the best?
I have no
because
idea.
Because I would rather lean on them over Dan, Bruce, and Jay.
It doesn't matter what
those
they
are
want.
The guys that are doing all the work.
I understand, but it doesn't matter what they
right.
want.
Apparently
they're not
it doesn't.
They're not going to get what
apparently,
they want.
Apparently, you're not supposed to trust the people that you hire to do their jobs.
Bruce and Dan know more
those guys,
about
they're just
football.
Window dressing.
They know more
they're
X's
just window dressing.
Than the coaches
I mean,
have been doing
I
it
just,
for years.
Yeah. I just don't understand why you hire people to gather information for you.
Jay Gruden can't wait to be fired. He can't wait.
Oh, I would imagine.
He just wants to get out of here.
Life will be so much easier.
Oh, he'll get out.
He'll go
coach
his
with
brother.
His brother in Vegas.
And that'd be amazing.
Yeah,
he'll
get, the Vegas,
Gruden's
get the Vegas
in
flu.
Vegas.
That's great.
You imagine the Gruden's
he'll
in
make,
Vegas.
He'll make.
How much fun. You imagine
I mean,
Jay's wife in Vegas?
John Gruden's going to make $10 million. That's his deal.
Right.
Jay will make three
right.
as the offensive coordinator.
Right.
He'll be living in Vegas. He'll have virtually no pressure on him. As the OC, his brother will take all the bullets.
Yeah, so that makes me wonder. I mean, does Jay Gruden really like Haskins? Or did he like, maybe he liked Rosen more. Maybe he was pushing for a trade more.
Possibly.
And Dan and Bruce said, I'm not doing that. I want Haskins.
Because Rosen is more polished at the pro level at this point because Haskins just hasn't been here.
No, I'm just throwing it out
I
there.
Think I they
know.
Like the local ties with
they
Haskins.
They definitely like the local ties. Yeah, it's a good story.
You know,
I think he's splashier. He's a splashier name.
Well, I mean, he played it in a massive program.
Haskins will put people in the seats. Not like Kyler would, but
I don't think like Kyler would, but he would.
Put,
yeah, I'd have a little more interest.
So that makes me wonder, okay, obviously if he slipped to 15, they would take him, but will they move up to 6 you know, with the
know.
Giants? Will they move
well,
up
that,
to
how about
10
that report,
with the Broncos?
That report of them moving up to 3. That report of them, if,
that
that's, if that's accurate, they're
not,
moving up to 3 for Haskins?
Yeah, that would be nuts.
That would be classic Dan Snyder to move up further than he has to
right.
to pick up a guy whose draft stock, if you believe reports, is falling at this
I don't
point.
Believe they're moving up.
They won't have to move up to 3 to get him.
You wouldn't think.
They might have to move up to 6 to get him.
I think it,
I don't
it
think
looks
the
like
Giants,
the Giants are
looks like
souring
the Giants are
on taking
pass.
Looks like the Giants just want to go, you know, defense. I get it.
Right.
But I'm just saying that might be like the highest spot you'd have to go. But maybe you don't. Maybe you can just sit there at 15.
I don't know. As you hear that news, take it for what it's worth. There's a lot of news out there. But when you hear that news, as a Redskins fan, how does that make you feel? What I tell you, the biggest thing that irritates me is that Dan's name's even involved.
That it's just attached.
Yeah. I mean, we all know this. It's just a fact. But, I mean, when it's just openly reported, oh, yeah, Bruce and Dan
right,
want this.
Like, you don't hear – do you ever hear Robert Kraft's name attached to – well, Robert Kraft wants to draft
right.
this player for the Patriots.
Right.
You never hear that.
Right.
You just don't hear that about owners for
the
most part. The
only owner you hear about like that is Jerry Jones, who's widely considered a buffoon.
Right.
But even he's
that,
got better resume
but that
than
makes
Dan
sense. That makes
make
sense because Dan Snyder wants to be Jerry Jones.
Right.
He wants to be that maverick type of owner. He doesn't care what other owners think of him. he models himself after Jerry Jones. That makes sense.
And he desperately wants a new stadium. He wants bigger and nicer stadium than Jerry's World.
Well, he can't want bigger because he can't fill it.
I'm just saying.
He should want a smaller stadium.
Yeah, he wants a nicer one. Anyway, they won't trade up to three. Now, if they traded up to three to get Dwayne Haskins, they would get roasted
in
the media.
I think it would be crazy.
They would get roasted. But we'll see.
Because that runs counter to what we're hearing that, we're close. You know, we're gonna make that step and we're going to contend for the playoffs, which I think is a fallacy. I think it's crazy. But apparently in delusional Redskins world in Ashburn, they think they're close.
When Diana Russini specifically says Bruce and Dan really like Dwayne Haskins and didn't mention Jay Gruden, that tells me Jay Gruden doesn't want Dwayne Haskins.
Just do your own math.
That's all you got to do.
There's just no mention of Jay.
I mean, a fourth grader could figure that out.
Right, but also it's been known for months that there's two different camps over there. There's Jay's camp and whoever's in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Bruce and Dan's camp, which I think Doug is involved in, and whoever's in that.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
I think it would be more fun to be in Jay Gruden's camp than in Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen's
camp. I'm Team Jay all the way. Yeah, I don't know how he is as head coach, but I know he's a good dude.
But they are desperate.
I'm Team Jay.
I wonder how many Ohio State games Dan Snyder watched this year, by the way. But, you know,
he could watch all of them. It doesn't make
still
him an expert.
Yeah. But they are desperate for a quarterback.
Yep.
Right, they know Alex.
That is true.
They know Alex's career is over.
Mm-hmm.
Now Colts, you know, they don't want Colt as
now
their starter
Colt's
anyway.
Dicey.
Yeah, but they didn't want Colt as their starter anyway.
No.
They went out and grasped and got Keenum just as a bridge, and they're looking at a possibility of, you know, the next franchise face. And
right.
This Dwayne Haskins is the guy that they're assuming would be that guy.
All right, let's bounce some of these calls quickly here. What's your take on that? Here we are. What are we? Are we about 24 hours or 36 hours away from
about
the draft?
About 36 hours.
36 hours. What time is it start?
I would guess seven-ish. I'm going to guess seven. I'll look it up, but I'd probably seven.
By the way, you still have time
to take Teresa to Nashville for a trip, and you can double dip with the NFL draft and Teresa trip.
Are you giving in Nashville? I don't even know.
Are you giving me off both tomorrow and Friday?
Only if you go to
you have Nashville. You have to take to Nashville.
Yeah. Right.
You can't just go tee it up.
Do I have to cover the draft?
T has to go with you.
You
can't
have to
tee it up.
I have to cover the draft.
Yeah, call in. You'd phone her.
You'd be our roving reporter.
Mm. By the way, I think D. Smith might call in from
tomorrow?
From the draft. He made me do it on Friday. Okay. I don't know. I ran into him yesterday. And we'll figure it out. Let's go to Ben. Ben, what's up?
Thank God. Somebody else is just as incensed by this BS as I am. I cannot friggin' believe we're even having this debate because our owner and our GM are so stupid. Mm. It's ridiculous. So look at last year's draft class, right? Baker, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Rosen. He was arguably the best quarterback in the pre-draft process, right?
Oh, Rosen?
You guys remember that, right?
You're talking about Rosen?
Yeah. Some people thought Rosen was the best one.
Some people thought that.
Not everyone.
So you're telling me out of a draft class last year, which is probably going to go down as one of the best quarterback draft classes in the last 10 years, right?
Might.
That seems fair.
It could, yeah.
It might.
We could get the guy who was debatably the best one. Now, last year, you have to put that into perspective, but debatably pre-draft process was the best guy. We could get him for our 17th overall pick.
15th.
Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. That's an amazing spot to get a quarterback like that. Like, if we had to trade 17,
it's 15.
To get Josh Rosen.
Stop saying 17. It's 15.
It's 15.
And most people are saying it wouldn't even take that.
You might be able to get him for a second rounder. Might not have to trade
him. So the 45th pick.
Yeah.
The 45th pick? This is ridiculous. 46. Like, it blows my mind.
He's got terrible
all
show,
right.
man.
He's all over the
Thank
place.
Thank you, Ben.
Point well taken.
Let's go.
But you know what? It doesn't mean that we're just assuming. I'm just throwing it out there that Gruden likes Rosen. I don't know if he does. He might hate him. He might not want him at all.
The draft starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Thursday. 8 o'clock. So what does that put us on? 35 hours away, Cakes.
Yes.
Let's go to Mike in Haymarket.
If the Skins keep their pick, roughly what time will they be picking?
What is there?
9:45-ish, 10 p.m.?
15 minutes between picks or 10?
I think it's 10. 10 now.
Yeah.
It'll be late.
It'll be late.
Yeah, it sucks.
Be butt tired.
I'll be all tired.
But they could trade up where they don't need to and get up to 3, and they'd be picking by like 8:30.
Right.
Tired and disappointed.
Yeah. I guarantee I'll be tired and disappointed. Mike, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, so good morning. So I heard you guys talking about Haskins, et cetera, and whatnot. But the only issue with the Skins would actually have to worry about with Haskins is getting past Cincinnati. I don't think that the Giants are enamored with any QB at six, and they don't want to give up six. This is Gettleman, you know, 101. He is absolutely all in on Eli and building that defense. So yeah, so the Bengals are pretty much the only team that really are enamored with Haskins. One, because he went to Ohio State, so they got a lot of image on him. But the that's the only team that they really have to worry about as far as if that is the route that they want to go to. The previous caller made a ton of sense with the steal that you could get for Rosen, considering he is arguably one of the he would be QB1 in this class, hands down. I mean, no questions asked. He'd be QB1 in this class.
I think there'd still be competition with Murray. I think there'd still be competition with Murray.
Yeah, I can see that, but I think Rosen fits Gruden's offense way better. He just is pure pocket passer that can absolutely hit you on the slants and the crosses that and the timing routes. So that's just my thought is that you just have to make sure that Cincy doesn't take him, and you could sit at 15 and see if that happens, but anything better than Daniel Jones, which I actually heard Daniel Jeremiah picking him at number six overall to the Giants on one of his YouTube mock drafts. I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. Nobody thinks he's a first rounder except some of these kooks. So anything better than Daniel Jones is, a win, I guess, in my book. So,
all right. Anyway. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, man.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.